BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
On today's podcast, who leaves their bathroom door open when they're naked? More student campaign videos. This time someone thinks channeling Drake will get them elected. A girl called Belly thinks I have the answer to her current life problem. And Real or No Real offers a real insight into what happens on my local high street.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's get straight into track of the day, which I heard Grimmy wasn't a massive fan of earlier. I disagree. Strongly. So it's by Meghan Trainor, who's just won a Grammy for Best New Artist a couple of weeks ago, which she has now put next to her bed. She's getting new red hair for the video to this track, and it's the first single from her album Thank You, which will be out in May. What's the song about? It's about being better at being single and being better at feeling okay about being single. I don't need a boyfriend, she says. It's a big anthem for helping young teens growing up and need to know that it's okay that you don't need a man. This is Meghan Trainor, and no.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC.
Radio 1.
I think it's so cute, and I think it's so sweet, how you let your friends encourage you to try and talk to me. But let me stop you there, oh, before you speak.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go.
I'm totally up for an empowering anthem. It encourages young girls to not focus on relationships, but is it not just about being not interested in being chatted up? Yeah, that as well. Thanks for your comments. Joe in Northampton says, Megan's sounding a lot like Destiny's Child. I know, right? Bully in Derby says, it's quite TLC. Yeah. Annie says, I love it. Tom in Cheshire says, don't know what Grimmy's problem is. Certified banger. But then there's Rich in Newmarket who says this song is no.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think we've all had time by now to digest the Kim Kardashian bathroom selfie. Chantelle has some thoughts. Hi, Chantelle.
Hiya.
Are you at sixth form?
I'm at college, yeah.
Okay. What are you thinking about the picture, please?
I just thought it was a bit weird, like, she was taking naughty selfies with the door open.
Right, this is the first thing I thought. Even if I'm home alone, okay, there's no one in the house, I will still shut the door to the bathroom to either go to the loo or have a shower. It's just common practice.
Exactly.
Why would you leave the door open?
I have absolutely no idea.
Also, I think it's an old photo.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, because, like, not that I've studied this, but you know she has dark hair at the moment.
She does.
Maybe I've looked this up. And the length of her hair is not the same as it is at the moment.
Oh my God, it's like a conspiracy.
It's the same length as when she actually dyed her hair platinum blonde, which it is in the photo, and that was Paris Fashion Week exactly a year ago. So I'm saying that might not be her post-baby body.
Wow.
Do you reckon North posted it by mistake again?
Maybe. It's my turn.
Because that happens quite a lot. It's like, oops, oh, another nude. Sorry, that was my baby just sat on the phone there.
Yeah, sorry, Mum.
Also, I really want to get one of those rectangles that are placed right over the boobs there.
Yeah, I need to see that, you know.
I know. Like, they're going to be selling them out in places like H&M and Whop Shop anytime now.
I can see that happening.
I'm going to get me a rectangle. All right, back to college. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1, yes?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, hi. Who's that?
Hi, it's Belly.
Belly?
Hi, like stomach. Belly.
Okay. Is that short for anything?
Hi, it's short for Annabelle.
Okay, but you just call it Belly?
Why not?
How can I help you today?
You know, on Friday, you said if we have any problems, we should get in touch.
Yeah, you can always contact me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Well, that's good, because I really need help.
You need my help?
I do. I have a wee problem.
Okay, well, I'm here. Hello?
Basically, I went downstairs on Friday morning, just before I went to work, and I saw, like, well, what I thought was a sock on my floor.
Okay, are you a messy person?
I'm not a messy person, but I just did my washing the night before, so I thought, you know, I might drop my sock or something.
It happens.
It does happen. So that's what I thought. So I went to, you know, just pick up my sock before I went to work, and the sock kind of moved. Like, it was a huge, giant spider.
What, under a sock?
No, it looked like the sock. It was that big. It was seriously huge.
A spider the size of a sock?
It looked like a sock, honestly. I do have small feet, but it looked like a sock.
What colour?
Black.
What, like a sports sock?
Well, no, I work in black socks because I work at a hostel, but, you know, it was like a full-on black spider, and you could see the hairs on its legs and everything.
Ugh.
I know. So, like, I did the normal human thing and ran away screaming, you know?
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, no, if I come back to work and it is me there, that means it's around my house somewhere, you know? Mm. So I thought, right, I've got to do this. I've got to be brave. Grab the glass, like a huge, big pint glass thing, because it wouldn't fit in any other thing.
Okay, so you've got glass in hand and you're ready to catch the spider the size of a sock, wherever it is.
Well, no, I could see it. It hadn't moved much. It was still there. So, you know, I went for it. I had to go for it, you know, to trap this big spider. You know, you just have to. So I managed to slowly place this glass over it while screaming the whole time, waking up the neighbours' dogs and everything, you know. And it was then the glass was on top of the spider, and I was really late for work, and I thought, right, it's trapped now.
Yeah, you know? It's done.
So then I went to work, panicking a whole day about how I'm going to remove it from the glass and all this sort of stuff. I was, like, talking to everyone at work and asking advice on this spider situation and all this sort of stuff, you know.
What did they say?
You know, get a wee bit of card and put it underneath. They even gave me, like, some thin card, you know, so it's, like, thin enough, but not paper and not card and, you know, that sort of stuff.
Excellent. It's a classic, but it does work.
It does work. But there was a wee problem.
Okay.
Right, I got home and the spider had gone. The glass was still there, but the spider had gone. It escaped.
Well, how has it done that?
I don't know. It's a super spider.
That's magic.
No, it's not magic. It's horrible. Now I have a giant angry spider running around me.
I'm intrigued as to how it got out of the glass.
Yeah, same here, but I just didn't really want to think about it as well, because if this is like some super strength spider that can escape your glasses, God knows what else it can do.
So you come into your house after work. The glass is there where you trapped the spider, but there's no spider in the glass.
Exactly.
Then what happens?
This is a problem. I don't go home anymore. I ran to my friend's house, like, you know, panicking about the spider situation, got called a wuss, and then I ended up, like, the next day, I rang my dad, who lives 2 hours away, to come and see if he could help me find the spider.
Oh, my God.
It's a very big spider.
Where do you live?
So, I live just outside Cardiff.
And where does your dad live?
Near Hereford.
Oh, that's far.
Yeah. So, yeah, he came and he grabbed my torch and was, like, looking under all the sort of substitutes downstairs and all that, you know.
After a two-hour drive to find a spider.
It's a really big spider. I've named it Harry now, though, to make it seem less scary, you know.
Why so, Harry?
Because I don't really know. It just suits the name Harry, you know. It's definitely a Harry, you know, and you can just see it and you know that's the name, yeah. So I had my dad with a torch, like, whistling for the spider, shooting it. Come on, Harry, come on. You know, looking for it. But no, I didn't find him.
Let me just get this straight. So your dad drives for 2 solid hours.
Aye.
Because you're too scared to go in the house because of a massive spider.
Wouldn't you be scared of this massive spider, though?
And he is trying to find the spider by going, Harry, where are you, Harry? I'm whistling.
Aye, that's exactly it, aye.
I've got some news for you.
What's that?
Spiders don't even have ears.
Oh. Well, you know, maybe he would have been attracted to the light, and by calling him Harry and moving the light, it might, you know...
No, he wouldn't have been able to hear Harry, because he couldn't hear.
But maybe he could feel, like, the vibrations through its legs or something. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Don't get me wrong, I like it when people ask for my help, but why did you select me for this particular piece of help?
Because I have a lot of faith in you that you'll give me a good idea of a way to get rid of this.
You've caught me slightly off guard here with this spider problem, I've got to be honest.
Oh, I'm sorry.
However, I did know an old lady once who swallowed a fly, right?
Okay.
And then she swallowed a spider to catch the fly. Then to get rid of the spider that she swallowed, she swallowed a bird.
I'm not really keen on the thought of swallowing a bird, to be honest with you.
No, you don't need to swallow a bird.
But then I've still got the spider inside me.
You said the spider was in your house.
I know, but you're saying if I swallow, like, the spider, then I've still got the spider inside me, haven't I?
No, but the lady got rid of the spider by swallowing a bird.
Yeah, I know, but that means I have to swallow a bird to get rid of the spider.
No, because the spider's not inside you. Just get the bird inside your house.
How do I get a bird inside my house?
That's for you to find out.
Right, OK, so I just let a random bird into my house, and then I'm stuck with a bird in my house as well.
Whilst you are, it's all going to be in your house. You asked for help. I said, get a bird. My work here is done.
So what if this doesn't work? Then your work isn't done.
Well, that's when you phone me back. Not even trying here, are you?
Right, OK, so if I get a bird and then that doesn't work, I'll ring you back.
Yeah, of course. I'm here to help, all right?
Okay.
Just a simple bird is all you need.
OK, I will get a bird.
There's probably quite a bit of health and safety stuff about just getting a bird, but look that up before you do.
OK, any type of bird in particular, or...?
Doesn't say, any bird.
OK, I'll just get a bird then.
All right, then.
Oh, if you don't, thank you. All right, then. Anyway.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Vic and David on the way to Shropshire. Also, we've got Laura in Bristol. Says, where's Chris today? He's just off, but he'll still be on at 2:40 because he's been texting me all day going, make sure I can be part of Bangers. This is the thing where he picks a song and I pick a song and you choose what gets played. It's a kind of like mid-afternoon pick-me-up. But last time he was off, I won because he says that I didn't shout about his song enough. So he wants to call in at 2:40. All fine. Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1. Hello to the person that Young Farmers Weekend ended up well with, his girlfriend and her best friend and her best friend's name tattooed on his bottom. There we are, another great Young Farmers Weekend. That's probably going to regret that, or if you're not already. Also, John, who saw Chris on Saturday night in Skegness. Seems like he had a good night. Darren's been on to me, saying that there was a programme on BBC Two the other night called Beavers Behaving Badly. Really? He says, this is why we need innuendo bingo back in our lives. I know, still on hiatus at the moment, just like One Direction. Bingo will come back at some point, if the people want it, I guess. And you know, we were talking about On Real or No Real the other day, the show where they teach dogs how to fly. I didn't think that would ever possibly be real. It was real, and it has started. I only know this because they were watching it on Gogglebox. Now, I don't know about you, but I find Gogglebox actually quite an excellent way to catch up on TV that I've missed, because it's like bite-sized chunks of the best bits of the programmes. Anyway, yes, they are featuring dogs and how to teach them to be pilots, hosted by Jamie Theakston. Could a dog fly a plane? It's on Sunday nights, and actually, it's quite good. Get it on catch-up. On Gogglebox, they were like, why don't they just take them to Gatwick for the day? There's no planes in sight. No, they're leading up to that. They're leading up to getting them in the plane. They're not putting them in a plane straight away. They'd freak out. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. You know how this works. I pick a song, Chris picks a song, and then someone, one of you lot, decides what gets on. Despite not even being here today, Chris still wants to play. Hello?
Hello, you're right.
Yes, why are you doing this?
I just want to be involved. I felt left out.
He texted me earlier going, look, are you still going to do the bangers thing today? Because I really want to be part of it. Just have a day off.
Yeah, I know. But also, I don't want you to have to cancel it, because I think it's just very good to do. But also, I don't want someone else to pick this up. I kind of just want to keep my hand in, you know?
Is it because last time you were off and we still did it, you lost?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie. That is probably the main reason. I think you have an unfair advantage when I'm off, because obviously you just talk your one up really, really well. And also, if someone's on the phone, they feel obliged to pick yours because they haven't heard me.
They don't, though.
They do, though, don't they? And also, you can just slag mine off without me being able to say anything about yours.
I didn't
so it
slag...
It makes sense that I get involved.
I didn't slag yours off last time you were off.
I'm up for winning again for another week, so it's better that I start now.
OK, well, I don't really see the point of you being on today, but wait there, I'll speak to you in a minute.
That's charming. All right, I'll wait here.
Hi, Jazz.
Hi.
So, you're in London.
I am indeed.
And you're having a staycation at home, a holiday, but at home.
Yes, and it is absolutely bliss.
How long have you got it off for?
Only today, but a three-day weekend is better than a weekend, so...
However, all of your friends are at work or studying, right?
Yeah, that's true. But to be fair, I'm quite enjoying myself, just enjoying some me time.
But what are you actually doing? Have you watched a selection of TV programmes?
Yes, catching up on some YouTube, having a bit of a Netflix session. You know, doing some maintenance, basically.
Yeah, but not actually any work, which is good.
Exactly.
I quite like it when you're, like, in the house on your own, just occasionally on a day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have those times for yourself.
Nobody else around. So you're 22. What do you normally do?
I'm normally a business consultant by day.
You got that on a badge?
Actually, I do have it on a badge, yeah.
Good. I would want that on a badge because it's an impressive job. Okay, so you know how this works. I pick a song, he picks a song, and then you decide what's what, okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, Chris, what have you got?
How good is this? This is Pride's Messiah. I actually think, Scott, this is one of the most underrated songs of all time. Seriously. I mean, listen to the drums in it. It's ridiculously good. This song should have been huge. It wasn't as big as I thought it would be.
So it's Pride's Messiah against this tune, which I heard at a house party a couple of weeks ago, and absolutely everybody was loving it. Disciples. Once again, like, same kind of era, not too old. It's called They Don't Know. Perfect for your Monday afternoon. Listen to that. So then, Jazz.
Wow, what a choice. Both big.
Big.
Big. Right. Wow.
What to do, eh?
It's really, really tricky. I think I'm going to choose one because yes, it does remind me of a very... Oh, yes, that's definitely the right idea, yeah. To choose one. It reminds me of a good night out I had not so long ago, and I heard this song and thought, yes, this is the song.
And it is...
It's got to be Scott's Disciples.
Yes! You made the right choice right there. Today, Ryan says that is by far the hardest song choice yet in the history of bangers. All of Glasgow's been on going, go Pride! Chris is right, underestimated song. Matt Wilson says, I agree, should have been much bigger, that song. Jake says, I don't like it when Chris loses, but I've thought of an absolute banger for Chris for tomorrow. Don't help him, please.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On Friday's show, we spoke to Toby. He wanted to be elected president at Exeter University and made a video to help with this campaign.
Hello, it's me. What you are about to see will persuade you to vote for me. Well, I'm me.
So many students do this now. When we first mentioned this a couple of years ago, it was quite a new thing. But now, it's kind of got to the point where you kind of need a music video or you can't run at your uni. Over the weekend, I had so many messages about other ones that people have made. One of those people was Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Scott.
You're right?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Not too bad.
What university are you at?
University of Surrey.
In Guildford?
In Guildford, that's the one.
I know the one. And this isn't your video that you're telling me about, is it?
No, it's one of my friends. I'm the dodgeball president, and one of my friends who dodgeball with us, he's going for VP support, and he came up with his campaign song.
He's dodgeball president?
Dodgeball president, yes.
Okay, and what's he going to be or want to be?
So he wants to be the VP support, so the vice president for support at our university.
And, of course, he's done a video?
Of course, yeah.
What's his name?
He went. His name's Kalani. His whole campaign was themed around Drake, so his manifesto was all in the same font as his mixtape, and he released his campaign video on a similar theme.
So he's based it all around Drake, everything?
Yeah. So his main campaign posters all said, if you're reading this, vote Kalani. instead of if you're reading this, it's too late.
Yeah.
And it's all in the same text, and that was his main theme, and just tried to get his name out through his campaign song as well.
Do you think it's better than Toby's one on Friday? Because he did Adele and Macklemore and Uptown Funk.
Yeah, well, what it lacks in variety, I think it makes for up in quality. Like, especially the video. It's absolutely genius. You know, when he's throwing out the manifestos, when he's doing this, like, Drake dance moves. I love it.
So obviously people can't see the video at the moment. So talk me through exactly what happens in it.
Okay, yeah. So we've stitched pictures of Kalani's face on top of the video for Hotline Bling, which, as you probably know, is just Drake dancing around in a square.
Yeah.
They've got a video of Kalani dancing around in a little cube, handing out copies of the manifesto as he's dancing about.
So you've pasted Kalani's face onto Drake's face on the Hotline Bling video?
Yes.
See, I've not heard this, and I'm about to press play on it. So are you promising me this is going to be good?
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is Kalani for VP Support at University of Surrey. You promised me this is good, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, yes. You should call me on my...
Call me on my cell phone. Ooh. Anytime you need support, send me an email. Anytime you need support, you should vote for Kalani.
Hey. Oh, hi.
To be your support VP. Cause you should vote for Kalani. To be your support VP.
Is that him singing?
I wish. No, unfortunately not. But no, it's one of his friends that's singing.
Okay, right. So this happened with Toby on Friday. That's not him singing either. Where are the real artists at?
Well, he does bits at the beginning and the end, but they're you can tell they're him because he's just like, oh, yeah, that's good, yeah.
I can't believe all of these people have got... Like, they're employing good singers now and passing it off as themselves.
It's all part of the campaign trail.
Ever since you came to Guildford, you had a conversation with your mentor.
Okay.
But have you even met your tutor? Because
no.
If you haven't, then that's what I'm here for.
Smooth.
Ever since you came to Guildford, you always find yourself on Rubik's dance floor.
Okay.
But did you know the union had to offer more? Like well-being, health, financial and career support.
Good mention of always finding yourself on Rubik's dance floor there. Is that the local club?
That's the union nightclub, yeah.
Nice. And did Kalani write the song or did he get someone else to do that as well?
Yeah, no, he wrote the song. He just, he was a bit lacking in the, you might have heard his bit there when he's like, ever since I left the city.
Oh, that was him.
That was him. Yeah, that's his cameo role.
And then we go back to the professional singer.
Yeah, absolutely. You can have a whole song on that.
Is it just Kalani who wrote this or is it like Rihanna? Has it got like 8 writers on it?
I think it was just Kalani. I think so.
You know the person that sang the song?
Yeah.
Did they ever meet Kalani or was it all just done over email?
I think they did meet. I don't know a huge amount about the song, like how it came to be. But yeah, I think they worked together on it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with all this. It's like when Ollie Murs didn't meet Flo Rida. I just think we're losing the passion, you know?
Yeah, well,
a little bit.
The passion's still there. I'm sure he would.
It was sung by somebody else.
Yeah, but just you know, you can't forget everything.
Hey, listen, thank you for sending me this video of Hotline Bling, Kalani.
No problem at all. I'd be glad to bring it to your attention.
We're getting so many, you know. Is there anyone that campaigns and doesn't have a video now?
Yeah, I think so, but
not many.
Any that have not done a video have got their place. So you know, it's an important part of your campaign.
Thanks so much, Ben, for being on.
No problem. Love being on. Love the show.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
I tell you what, we've come a long way since LSU.
We are always on your side. Postgrads get in.
This is what the standard was like a couple of years ago.
But if you think there's more we could do, come to the office to see us.
And now they sound like this.
You should call me on my cell phone. Anytime you need support. Call me on my cell phone.
I just think we've lost the genuine artist, you know?
Anytime you need
someone else singing for them.
You should vote for Kalani.
Not the same anymore.
Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Seen an astonishing video, which has only just been brought to my attention, of Beyonce performing at Blue Ivy School. Have you seen this?
This is not fair on all the other parents.
That's not fair, is it? Oh, yeah, here's my mum, by the way. She's going to do EXO, Crazy in Love, and a bit of I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Is that all right on Parents' Evening? Not fair. There's not a level playing field there.
Also, imagine being a teacher. So if you're listening to this now and you're a teacher and you've got to go face-to-face with the scary parents and the scariest parents are Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, you don't want to sit down with them, do you?
And is everything okay with Blue?
With Blue Ivy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely fine, thanks.
Yeah. Can you sign this album?
Yeah, that would freak you out. Not a normal parents' evening, please. Greg, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Just me today.
You're still bunged up, aren't you, love?
Can you hear it? It's not going, this. It'll be the death of me. I hardly talked over the weekend. It's still on.
There's something going around,
isn't
there?
It's terrible.
There's something going around.
And it's time for Real or No Real. I'm playing today, which means I'll probably mess it up because I'm quite rusty at this. I never get to play.
I might try today. I've never done this before. I'm going to try and keep the score.
Could you?
So, between us, this is going to be a disaster.
Men's underwater swimming at the 1900 Olympics was never held again due to lack of spectator appeal.
Well, you can't really see much of it.
Let's not do it again. Nobody liked it. There's a 1900s voice there.
This is the BBC.
That's more kind of like 20s onwards, isn't it? That's what they spoke like. Everybody on the radio and TV then, well, not TV, but everyone on the radio spoke like that, didn't they? Hello.
It's 1900. It's the 1900 Olympics, and this is the underwater swimming.
If we were off of the 30s, we would have that voice.
I would love to have that voice.
Everyone
I would love
sounds
to do
different
this
now, don't they?
I'd love to do the show in a tux.
Hello. Yes. I'd quite like to... I've heard on Radio 3 that sometimes they wear dinner jackets. whilst introducing the classical music. I've heard that. With a little glass of red wine on the go, I'd be all over that.
Lovely. This is the BBC Home Service.
Yes, that's what I wanted to be those people. Yeah.
There's nothing really stopping you.
Really?
Not really. Well, you know, you are a trailblazer.
What if I suddenly got that voice?
You're a trailblazer.
Thank you.
Eventually, people would get used to it and go, oh, there is Mills.
Oh, it's got Mills there. So 1900 Olympics, they did do the underwater swimming, but they were like, the punters don't like it.
I'll just say it wasn't the underwater Olympics.
No, this is the 1900 Olympics and underwater swimming was part of that. So we're saying in this Real or No Real.
Yeah, the underwater swimming at the Olympics was never held again.
No. Very interesting.
It's always good to try something once though, isn't it?
It is. I mean, look how popular diving is now.
Yep, that's true.
That's on.
You know, every sport was done for the first time at some point.
Yes.
So I don't think they should be ashamed of this. You've got to try. You've got to go there to come back, haven't you? That's what they say. So I'm going to say this is probably real.
I'm saying real also. They just didn't... Like 1900, they weren't feeling it.
That one is real.
Yes.
But now, actually, if they brought this back now, then you could do it in an aquarium, so you've got a really good viewing platform.
Yeah, and they'd have all the good GoPro cameras. You'd be able to see everything.
And you can do that sort of that thing they have at aquariums where they swim over your head and you go through a tunnel and you can see everything. It'd be great.
Bring it back. It was the only year it was held and points were given for distance swam and for each second you were underwater. Probably not great viewing at the time, but with today's technology...
It's a good game, though.
Yeah.
I like playing that game where you just push off and see how far you can get. It's good. I mean, It's a one-player game, and it just shows you how boring my life got when I was training.
And next.
In Las Vegas, there is an awards ceremony for people who make awards.
So why shouldn't they be celebrated? So many award ceremonies all over the world. Let's celebrate, guys, for a change, the people that make the awards.
But what about the people who make the awards for that ceremony? This just goes on and on forever.
Oh, yeah, it's eating itself, isn't it?
So you have to make a cut-off at some point.
But I think the people that make them should be recognised too. And there is an awards for everything. So why would there not be awards for people who make the awards? We're talking about actually creating the awards here.
I feel like this is something that Stark would like because he loves an awards ceremony, doesn't he?
Yep.
What was the one that you famously went with him to?
Well, we are, I think we're tentatively booked in for the British Kebab Awards, which is a good night.
Didn't he give out an award last time?
He did.
Yeah.
I wasn't there actually. I couldn't make it.
You just say you sent your representative, Chris Stark.
did it?
His first words were "Scott Mills sends his best."
Yeah, quite. His first sentence was "It's been a 2015 has been a big year for kebabs." Well, was it a messy night in the end, or was it okay?
Well,
kind of
what do you think?
Halfway in between.
Obviously, it's messy. Where do you think the night ends? It ends with a 4 a.m. kebab, obviously.
No, but you've already had kebabs all the way through the award ceremony.
Well, then you're perfectly lined. Then you're fine.
Yeah, you are.
So maybe that's what you should do. Just go and have your kebab at 7 and then you'll be home normally.
Carry on. So I'm
and it won't be on your bedside table in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. If you start having kebabs at 7 p.m. because that's the dinner at the British Kebab Awards, you're sorted, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is there an award ceremony for people who make awards? I'm saying yes. Real.
Okay. So you'd be giving a trophy to someone who made a good trophy.
Yeah.
So who's made that trophy? Because that person will be annoyed that it's not as good as the trophy they made and got an award for. I think this is no real.
Real. Okay.
That one is real.
Of course it is. So categories in the awards include best trophy, best plaque, and best sandblasting. That's one.
Best plaque.
And finally,
a plumbing company in London still have their Christmas lights on display in March.
Yeah.
This is very normal. I mean, there's a part of London near me where they're still on. No one can be bothered to take them down.
Well, imagine my surprise where I was visiting my dry cleaner this morning and they've still got the Christmas tree up.
Wow.
Just a couple of coats and a waistcoat. Oh, and there's a terrible stain on that jacket from the Brits. Yeah. So I took them all in today and I was like, you still got your Christmas tree up, Roger? And he was like, yeah, still haven't had time to take it down yet. Roger's his name.
Let me just say this.
Very nice man.
I do love that you know the name of... That A, you have a dry cleaner.
Well, just on my street, yeah.
B, that you know his name. Very friendly of you.
Do you not find that the area where you live, you do make friends with the local shopkeepers, like a little village? I certainly do.
Yeah. I don't have a dry cleaner. I'd quite like one. If there's anyone up for it, then I'm in need of a dry cleaner. I want to have like a dry cleaning guy like you have.
No, I just get to know the name. It's a bit like Sesame Street. So you've got... you've got Roger the dry cleaner. You've got Nisha the florist. You've got Paul in the tanning shop, and you've got Ahmed on tyres. He does my tyres when they're flat. Literally, that's their names. I thought that was normal. I like to.
It's lovely.
I like to create like a village feel
Ahmed
by saying
tires.
Hi to everybody.
Why is he on tyres? Does he just do tyres?
Well, my tyre pressure was I can't do tyres obviously because.
What do you mean? You can just take him to just go to a petrol station and.
No, but he's down the road from me, and he normally does tyres, but if you want him to check your tyre pressure, Ahmed will also do that for you. And you say to him...
For what? For nothing, were you about to say? You're about to say nothing.
No.
Is it because you're off the radio?
This is what's great about...
Ahmed, I'll give you a shout-out, love.
This is what's great about...
Do my tyres up, I'll give you a shout-out.
Listen to me.
I'll pay your request.
This is what's great about Ahmed, maintaining that village feel, even though I do live in London. You say to Ahmed, tyres are down, Ahmed. Give him a little pump up. Well, how much do I owe you? And he'll say, anything you want. And
really?
You can pay him anything.
And what do you pay him? Tickets to gigs?
No, I pay him what I think is the going rate for pumping up my tyres.
Would you like to come with me to my gig at Loughborough University?
It's a small car. You will have to be cramped in at the back. But it'll be a good night.
All right.
You can have at least 2 WKDs.
This is incredible. What an insight into your world that is.
I like to know everyone's name. It's friendly.
Everyone's got a tyre man.
He's just down the road. A plumbing company in London still have their Christmas lights on in March. Real or no real?
How did we get to that? Real.
I'm saying real, of course.
That one is real.
Yeah. Yep, it's because the company spent 70 grand on the lights. And that's, so they might as well get their money's worth.
Yeah.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real, I hope you've been keeping score.
I have. It was 20 to me, 30 to you.
Oh, I wasn't expecting her to sing then. I got 30.
Shut up, Swifty, shut up.
Yes.
30 to you, 20 to me. 30 of those.
Thank you very much. Those are Monday's best bits. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott